Welcome to the Words of Hope podcast, weekday devotions from the diverse voices of Cathedral of Hope, United Church of Christ.
The devotion for today, Monday, July 31st, 2023, was written by Donald Luke Day and is narrated by Dana Goodnow. Today's words of inspiration come from Matthew chapter 27, verses 35 through 37. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots, and sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him: "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Hear today's words of hope. In an early Christian doxology, we read, "Glory to Jesus, revealer of the divine, redeemer, and Lord." How often do we focus our attention on the lordship of Christ Jesus? We hear the phrase, "Praise the Lord," often, sometimes declared by members of our own congregation. But what does that statement actually mean to us? In our nation, we don't live in a feudal system with lords and ladies, kings and queens. To our children, those are people who exist in old storybooks and selected Disney movies. The title, King of the Jews, was placed on a place card above Jesus' head while on the cross. However, his followers did not adopt that name for him. They started calling Jesus their Lord. Lordship had several implications, which they clearly understood and accepted. A Lord deserved a person's absolute respect, obedience, allegiance, and dedication. An individual belonged to a Lord. Now, when the early Christians spoke aloud their proclamation that Christ Jesus was their Lord, they placed their lives in jeopardy. In the Roman Empire, there was only one individual who could claim the title Lord, and that one was Roman Caesar. While placing their life under respectful and dedicated obedience to the will of Christ and calling Christ their Lord, they risked persecution or death. Today, we Christians use words, "Lord Christ Jesus," or "Praise the Lord" routinely, sometimes as an exclamation or even in jest. But do we think about the meaning of what we say? Does that named title for Christ Jesus consist of only words loose off the lips? Or do we try to live a devoted life which properly gives relevance to the title Lord we've used for Christ? The title servant, in the connotation of slaving at the mercy of a feudal lord, is doubtlessly a negative image in our democratic society. But the early disciples never had that kind of Lord in mind either. They served the Lord Jesus in gratitude and with joy. Theirs was a Lord of peace, the Lord of compassion, the Lord of love. And we have the privilege of serving that same Lord today. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the daily opportunities we are given to demonstrate to the world what it's like to be your dedicated servants. May we strive to serve others as you have served us. Amen.
The Words of Hope podcast and the Cathedral of Hope daily devotions are a ministry of Cathedral of Hope United Church of Christ. To support this ministry, please subscribe to and share this podcast, follow us on social media, and donate through our website at cathedralofhope.com/give.